Reckless, The Terran Sea Chronicles. Written by Janetta Penner and David R. Bernstein. Narrated by Amy Smith and Nick Thies. Prologue. Years ago. Sela. Water, water, and water. That's all there is. All there has been. Ever since the ocean swallowed the planet 40 years ago. So it's like some sick joke that she's making me into a fish. Hold still, my dear. Narissa grabs my wrist, plunging a syringe into my strapped-down arm. I don't cry in front of her anymore, but the pain is just the same as it was the first time. Her black hair flows just over her shoulders, and those violet eyes, paired with the most beautiful but cruel face, watch me intently. Can I go back to my room? I plead, rubbing my stinging skin with my free hand. All I want is to go back to my father, but he doesn't know where I am since Narissa kidnapped me and then stowed me away on her research vessel. I can't perfect humanity if you're in your quarters, she says, her face now stern. I'm so pleased with how your body is taking to the treatment. You're an excellent specimen. She enters something into her computer and waits for the results. I can't see the screen, but her eyes glimmer with excitement and then grow wide. So she must like whatever it says. There, my dear. She turns to me and releases my arm from the pinching strap. You may go now. I leap from the chair, not waiting to see if she might change her mind, and dash out the door to look for the other girls in my wing. When I get to our room, the sisters are nowhere to be found. I grab a towel and plop down on my bed, drying off my red ponytail, still soaked from the saltwater tank the lab techs had me in for the last hour, before Narissa had her turn at stabbing me. As I look toward the open door, a shadowy figure slips by. Not one of the girls. Jack, wait up! I call out. Jack pokes his head through the opening. His tousled blonde hair looks as if he forgot to brush it today. He knows that if he didn't answer, that I would just run after him. He's older than me. 16, I think.